This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-30 all-wheel drive. Only $179 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SM808128. MSRP 27105. Ends 3/31/25.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's going to be at Wilkeson Point coming soon?
Yeah, that's a great announcement. We're going to have a seasonal restaurant, Perro and Pony, in our new facility out at Wilkeson Point. For those who have been to Wilkeson previously, we used to have a two-tier shipping container that offered some limited food and beverage services, and that did fairly well. So now in this improvement project, we built a permanent building that's going to have some wonderful deck and beach-like seating area next to this great restaurant that we're going to be bringing to the people.
What's on the bill of fare at the new restaurant?
It's going to have a Tex-Mex flair. You know, it's going to have tacos, some light bites, a full array of drink offerings, some frozen cocktails, and craft beers that are going to be rotating through. I know Perro and Pony and their group is working on a finalized menu, but we're really excited about this kind of Tex-Mex flair and the drink options that will be provided.
How hopeful are you that this will be a boon for the waterfront?
Well, I'm hopeful that it's going to be another destination along the waterfront. You know, we've had great success with our Terminal B Event Center opening last year. We've had great success at our small amenities building at Bell Slip. And I think this is, but Wilkeson Point has always been a great destination for leisure activities, giving people a different view and waterfront engagement. So I think we're really excited about bringing this full service food options that has been, you know, kind of been requested by the public, and we're looking forward to the success of the first year.
And when do you anticipate this restaurant opening up?
We're targeting Memorial Day this year. We'd really like to get things going Memorial Day of 2025 to get Wilkeson Point back open to the public. So, you know, besides Perro and Pony, the kayak launch will be open. We'll have the bike rentals. You know, so it's been offline for over a year, and I think there's some excitement of just being able to get back in there and see how it's been changed.
And for those not familiar with the Wilkeson Point area, how much parking is there available?
Yeah, we have about 20-plus parking spots, and that's been one of the big improvements that we did under this project. Is if people were at Wilkeson before, it was right up against the water along the slip, and a bike path drove right through it. We've pulled the parking a little bit more internal. The pedestrian and bicycle lanes are separated and closer to the water. So we're really trying to get the visitor experience along the water's edge and keep like parking and some other items away and more internalized. So we think this is a much safer path and environment than it was in before. And we're really excited about this kind of setup that really brings people together in a more central location.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.